That's a very good question, and the answer can vary and depending on the day. So sometimes you feel all the love from all the places in the world where you've lived, where you've known people, where you're still in contact, and where people know you. And I think that's the nice part of community, like you have different experiences in life with different groups of people, and they're important to you. The people that you share those things with, that creates a sense of community. Where you were born, your community of origin, where you may go to volunteer for a time, where you may go to work, and where you may eventually migrate to or live for whatever period of time. I feel very lucky with that because of the variety of people I've been able to get to know and learn from and live beside and all of those things. However, if you have isolation from one community over another for an extended period of time, you do begin to miss those people. And I certainly feel the loss when I'm in Australia, where I currently live. When I'm there and I find that we've lost a neighbour at home or something, I feel that dreadfully because I can't support that family. I can't be there in that community. It's a loss to me, but of course it's a greater loss to the family of that person. And they were part of, I think, the thing in community is we don't walk around saying, "Hi Tom, love you," and "Hi John, you know, your milkman or whoever." But actually, it's like that Van Morrison song, like, what is it? You say, "How do you do?" But you're really saying, "I love you." Like, you really do. You really do love the people in your community. I think there's a sense that there's greater affection in community than people express.
Yeah.
And
there's more going on, maybe, that just going to your local shop or just saying hello to your neighbour is perhaps more meaningful than people understand, and maybe they don't realise that until they move away.
It's a very funny thing that you live this private life, and lots of people love to keep their life private, and that's a nice thing to do, and if you're able, that's great. But I think there's, Brené Brown writes about careful sharing, I suppose, sharing with people who will understand your story. And I think in the community, it can be difficult if everybody knows something that's private to you. However, if everybody does, or if you choose to share with certain people, it can be helpful to another person who's going through something similar. And I think that that's the benefit of a community network, that that you share resources, be they experience or something else. But you share the experience of living in the place where you live.
I mean, you talk about sharing, and you know, you look, an awful lot of people as well live in a digital community. So in a sense, even when you are in Australia, people still have a sense of being very close, because a lot of the ways that people connect now maybe are through social media.
Yeah, I cannot imagine having to choose in a finite way between, I suppose, living an experience in one country over my home country, Ireland, because I'm very much in touch. Letters and social media and emails, and it's all very instantaneous. And it's still hard, you know, you still miss people. And I think I'm a person who really values a human connection, and I really enjoy the written word. So I think I maximize the use of social and email and all those media to be in touch with people who are in touch with me on that level. But I still sorely miss being able to call into a neighbour for a cup of tea and the pace of life in the country. Or being able to walk through and just get a sense that a person needs a chat, or that I want to chat to somebody who walks through who I may not have thought to call. And so you can artificially create a community online, but I think there's nothing to beat human contact and being present to the person in person.
Mm-hmm. And when are the times that you really appreciate the Irish community? I mean, you talk there about having a community, and of course you have your community in Australia, but there must be times when you appreciate that sense of having a home community, a community of where you come from.
I think it's at those peak times of celebration and commiseration that you especially value somebody turning up. I know generally wherever you live in life, you're having a party, you appreciate the turner uppers, and you have them, you know, in every jurisdiction at every point in your life, and you have the people who late, and you have the people who don't show up. But I think at times when you want to celebrate something wonderful, and at times when I suppose you need a little bit of a carrying, you really appreciate those people who turn up and who surprise you. I know certainly at times of loss, in our own family, in our own experience, the company of neighbors and friends, their efforts and their tasks to make, I suppose that those ceremonies of loss more, just less of a weight on you. As in, I just love the Irish thing that, let's say someone has passed in your house, the back door opens, a hand comes in, box of biscuits, tray of sandwiches, you know, pot of soup, and they leave. Or they come in and they make tea and sandwiches for hours on end. And that lovely Irish tradition of, like, somebody staying awake in the house and several people doing it. And I was really astonished that that's still done and that that's so, you know, it's something you don't ask for, but it's something that people present themselves to. They turn up and they're there. And I think that's there's a healing or something in the presence of a person who's just there for you, whether they speak their affection or not. It's certainly an act of solidarity, support, love, and all of those things that, you know, we probably don't say, but I feel is a beautiful part of the Irish community, and I'm really heartened to see young people doing it as well and following on in their footsteps, because it is quite an old tradition for somebody to stay awake through the night, for people to really know what to do at times, you know, of loss and things like that.
And I mean, when you go back to Australia, do you have a sense that you would miss that, or that that sort of support wouldn't really be there?
You know, it's different because I think if you're a migrant like me, who's, you know, adventuresome, but also like full of heart for where you come from, you find people who are like that too. So I know like a number of Irish people who really value the things that I value too. Neighbours, friends, it's amazing how important those people are to you, who you may not be in touch with in your communications on email or something like that. But they do come to be that Irish neighbour in Australia, as opposed to being your Irish neighbour up the road. I find community in Australia a little bit different, but it's been a wonderful exposure for me. I think for me, and I have to speak and say that it's my own experience and possibly my own life stage, but I found that in Ireland I was a little bit more occupied with things, so material things. And I find Australia very unmaterialistic. And even, you know, Australian people or people of all different kinds of communities, like the Irish aren't the only culture to have very strong traditions for celebration and for loss. The Maltese, the Italians, the Greeks, they all do it differently. The Greek ladies who lose their husbands or are in a period of mourning, they wear black for the rest of their lives. Like, they all do their own thing. And in that sense, I think one of the commonalities in that is food. And like, if somebody's coming over to you, you know, for celebration or in a time of difficulty, bring you food, they'll bring you a plant for your garden. You mightn't necessarily go out for an ostentatious meal, but I think there's something lovely about the Australian down-to-earth way that, and look, it can happen in Ireland as well. My experience of Australian community and the Irish community in Australia is that it's bolstered by the other cultures that are around, by the nostalgia that people always feel for Ireland, and by I suppose what Australia is made up of, which is all of those things coming together.
And in terms of your future, where do you see your future? Do you see your future in Australia, or do you see that you'll come back to Ireland?
Ireland will always be my home. And if I was fabulously wealthy, I would have a physical home here and physical homes in several other countries throughout the world. I can't say where it is that I will end my days. And I think that will become apparent in time. I think the thing is that it's more important where you live your days rather than, you know, where you end them. And at the moment, I'm able to be in both countries. So I live in Australia right now. I think it's not exclusive. I don't think it's an either or. And I think that will sound to some people like, oh, you know, that's not realistic. But it depends on your personality. It depends on what you value in life.